Hi, everybody. Before we get into the program today, let me explain to you why you should become a subscriber at subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. We want to be funded directly by our audience. We don't want to have to worry about whether or not the information we bring you sells more pillows, dick pills, or gold. We want to have the voice of the people behind our program. So stop listening to programs that tell you how to think and start listening to a program that tells the world what you think. That's subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio. It's only $2.99 a month to help support independent media.
You're about to enter the intersection of common sense and facts, where media bias ends and truth begins. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Wrong Think Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Wrong Think Radio. I'm your host, Aaron Bierlein, broadcasting from just outside the nation's capital in beautiful Northern Virginia, and welcome to the intersection of common sense and facts. This is the news of the day for the 6th of August, 2020, and it's going to be the last news of the day broadcast that we're going to do for this week, but don't worry, you can catch our live program at youtube.com/wrongthinkradio Sunday from noon until 2, that's Eastern Time, where we're going to go over what's happened this week and give you some more in-depth analysis with myself and co-host Alan Reese, so you can always catch that there, and don't forget to like and share this video so we can get our news and analysis out to everybody and break through all the dumb propaganda. Now, our first story of the day is a professor at the University of Pittsburgh has lost his director position because he thinks that people should be judged by their merit. Dr. Norman Wang wrote a white paper recently challenging the ideas of affirmative action in medical admissions and had the audacity of saying this, quote, "All who aspire to a profession in medicine and cardiology must be assessed as individuals on the basis of their personal merits, not their racial and ethnic identities," end quote. What an absolute Nazi. How dare you think that people are different? They should be placed into buckets solely based on their ethnic backgrounds and the color of their skin. What are you, a white supremacist, Dr. Wang? My God, the idea that people like this exist in our country who think that people are individuals and should be judged by their own talents. I just can't believe I live in a country with such racists running rampant. Well, the University of Pittsburgh said that his statements don't match their core values and they're committed to inclusivity. Can someone please explain to me how the hell we're supposed to get beyond racism in this country when all these idiots want to do is talk about race? They only want to solely evaluate people based on their race. When the very suggestion that minorities can't make it if they were to be judged on their merits sounds like a talking point that you would hear from white supremacists. I mean, honestly, like the suggestion that there's no way minorities could compete against whites unless the deck were stacked in the favor of the minorities. That's what affirmative action is. The only thing affirmative action affirms is talking points from white supremacists who say that minorities can't compete directly against whites, that whites are superior and would win every time. That appears to be the opinion of liberals, because that's what the social justice policies support and result in. Liberals constantly say that diversity is our strength, and we know liberals define diversity as not white people. But they also say that there's no difference between races. So we're stronger the less white people we have, even though there's no differences between races. Obviously, as you can see, it's just there's no actual logic here. The reality of the diversity mantra and social justice platitudes is that it's meant to sow racial division and perpetuate cultural Marxism. And the Marxists promise minorities they will give them wealth and power as long as they support that Marxism. America isn't becoming more racist, as the left says. America's waking up to the bullshit of the Rainbow Coalition diversity garbage that's been shoved down our throats for 50 years. The mask has fallen off and everyone sees that diversity and inclusion are really just buzzwords for hyper-liberal Marxist agitators who will make your business or school a living hellhole full of angry feminists, vengeful LGBTQ people, and minorities who think that every problem in their life can be traced back to the very existence of white people. Basically, it's all a big operation to destroy the free market by infiltrating workplaces with social justice warriors, resulting in any and every decent human being to either quit or leap out the 10th story window as they enter their fifth hour of their anti-white privilege monthly training. Our next story is that John Durham has scheduled an interview with John Brennan. Former CIA director and Obama sycophant John Brennan has been summoned by John Durham, who is investigating the origins of the Russiagate conspiracy. John Brennan has been near apoplectic over the mere existence of Donald Trump and regularly has meltdowns on Twitter when Trump brings up their illegal spying operations. Not really a good look when you're in the crosshairs of the investigation. Attorney General Barr was asked last week during his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee whether he would commit to waiting to release the results of the Durham investigation until after the election. He declined. But it's an odd request from Democrats to make, given that their rhetoric claims that everything was above board and Trump is really a Russian spy. But their request to wait until after the election suggests that they're worried about what this investigation may reveal and that it threatens their chances during the election. This theory is only bolstered by the fact that Sally Yates bent herself into a pretzel to make sure she wasn't attached to the Russiagate scandal, which is a weird thing to do unless you're worried about being charged with a crime. Now, John Brennan being in the crosshairs obviously shows that it looks like Durham is on the right path when it comes to this investigation. What we're seeing is senior Obama officials making sure to distance themselves as much as possible from this investigation. And now we're also seeing those power players being actually pulled in by a U.S. attorney in his investigation. The fact that he's hitting John Brennan and the way that U.S. attorneys work when they're compiling evidence means that everybody below John Brennan has been interviewed. And that interview of John Brennan means that they have something. They typically don't waste their time. For those of you who don't know, John Brennan is actually a communist. He voted for the communist candidate in the 1970s, you know, when communism was still considered an American threat as opposed to a Democrat talking point. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. It'll also be interesting to see what John Durham finds. I honestly hope that he gets everybody in the Obama administration on process crimes. I think that that would be hilarious. We throw them all in jail for process crimes, just like they tried to do to the Trump campaign. And I don't care if Democrats think that that's hypocrisy. You started it. Live in the world you created, Democrats. Congratulations. I hope he accidentally filled out a voter registration card with the wrong address and we throw him in jail for 10 years. That's what I hope happens. And I don't care anymore because you're trying to destroy the country. And so I don't give a damn. Our next story. Democrats are freaking out about Trump accepting his nomination from the White House. Democrats are losing their minds over the dumbest things, but Donald Trump is the president of the United States, and of course, because Democrats are garbage people, they keep pressuring God and everyone to keep the country locked down because they want to destroy the economy. This has even affected the Republican convention. Everywhere they decide to hold the convention, Democrat lawyers would sue and pressure city leaders into not allowing the convention to happen. So in typical Trump fashion, he said, "Fine, I'll do it from the White House." And Democrats threw a screeching fit. Why? Because they can't stand the comparison between crazy basement Biden and Trump behind the Resolute desk. They know that Biden looks terrible, and nobody ever watches his speeches except for us in the alternative media to see what cringe-worthy idiocy comes out of his addled brain. Democrats don't care about the Hatch Act or anything like that. They're just terrified because they know they can't keep Biden on camera too long before he says something stupid and makes America wonder what the hell the Democrats are doing trying to put an invalid in the Oval Office and the juxtaposition to Trump in the White House and Biden in his basement will just drive that obvious fact home. And our final story for today is the New York Attorney General is suing to shut down the NRA. In case you needed more proof that Democrats have no idea how to actually win an election, the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, thought it would be the best idea for an election year to convince Americans that Democrats actually do want to take your guns. In what's not only proof that New York is full of political hackery, remember they're also constantly investigating Trump, but while Governor Cuomo has killed thousands of his own citizens by shoving COVID patients in nursing homes, they decided their top legal priority is to be going after the NRA. Even though murders and other crime is soaring in New York City right now, they want to play politics. This further proves that New York is a complete disaster and will only serve to convince voters why the Democrat Party should cease to exist. It's not surprising to me that they're doing this, but it does show that the Democrats have an extreme and strict fear of organizations like the NRA. This usage of lawfare, especially this close to the election, among other things that are going on, like Twitter trying to shut down the Trump campaign and the fact that someone who used to work for the Kamala Harris campaign now works for Twitter's community outreach, who are going to decide who gets to stay and go when it comes to Twitter. It's not shocking. This is the basic election meddling you've come to expect from the Democrats. They're terrified. This is the thing that I've been trying to get across to people. I understand the cynicism and the fear that goes on, and I certainly don't want people to get complacent, but the Democrats are terrified. They are going completely insane right now and trying to shut down everything that they can. They know that they don't have a chance in hell with Joe Biden as their nominee, but they're screwed. They can't do anything about it. The activist class of the Democrats are too busy burning everything down and screeching about defunding the police, while the establishment Democrats are pretending that's not happening, wondering what the hell they're going to do to get rid of Biden because he's insane, and also claiming that, oh, don't pay any attention to the wild mob over there. It's not real. Oh, and also, when they say defund the police, they don't mean defund the police. This is the Democrat Party. This is supposed to be a serious political party. This is supposed to be people who are convincing you that they should be running the country, that they should be representing Americans. It's insane. They know it. They're in a complete and total collapse. What you're seeing right now is not a Democrat Party that's, you know, that's bringing its ranks together and marching forward and pushing progressive values. What you're seeing is basically the gravity of a dying star. The Democrat Party's in shambles. They're falling apart. They don't know what the hell they're doing. And my God, Joe Biden literally can't string together a coherent sentence, and they don't have any other choice but to run him. Not only is it shameful, but it's terrifying. And the fact that they're trying to find different ways that they can usurp the election, because that's the only way that they'll win, is by cheating, like always. If you like this analysis, be sure to subscribe and don't forget to go to wrongthinkradio.com to see the other stories that we're following for the day. You can also like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. If you have any questions, feel free to leave them in the comments below, but you can also email us contact@wrongthinkradio.com. And if you want to support the program, it's only $2.99 a month. You can go to subscribestar.com/wrongthinkradio and you'll receive a subscriber only podcast every week. I'm Aaron Bierlein, and I'm keeping an eye on the left.